This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Xcel Energy customers could see some relief from high gas bills starting this month. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The company says it's adjusting its natural gas price rate. That means customers will be charged about 15% less for natural gas, mainly thanks to declining market prices. Customers are still struggling, though. Gary Martinez is a Denver resident whose most recent bill was over $300. He spoke at a state hearing this week about energy affordability.
This is ridiculous. This rate increase is really gone to be where people are deciding, should I put food on the table or pay my Xcel bill, you know?
Xcel says its lower gas rate will last at least through March. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The University of Colorado's new head football coach, Deion Sanders, has introduced his first recruiting class for the Buffaloes. CPR's Tony Gorman.
Most of the class of 42 athletes consist of transfers, most of them from out of state. But Sanders says he'll be looking for more homegrown talent this spring.
We would love to attain all the talent that's in state. That's our goal, to be dominant in state. If a kid can play, we want him.
The recruiting class is the largest in CU history and ranks 21st nationally. From Boulder, I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
A University of Denver basketball player is charged with vehicular homicide in a fatal car crash last month. Police say Coben Porter was driving under the influence when he crashed into another car January 22nd. A woman was killed. Porter is the brother of Denver Nuggets player Michael Porter Jr. Southwest Airlines is suing to block a fine from Colorado's Labor Department. The state alleges Southwest did not provide the paid sick leave required by a new state law. Separate from that lawsuit, both Southwest and United Airlines are suing Colorado in federal court to stop the enforcement of the law for airlines. The law, called the Colorado Healthy Families and Workplaces Act, took effect at the start of last year. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.